I'm Jeff Davis with Just a Thought. There's a topic that few white people care to broach, so I will. And that is the rash of anti-white sentiment coming from various directions, and sadly from elected leaders in Washington hungry for power. They use terms like white supremacy or white privilege, and in some schools, white kids are being taught that their race, which none of us have any control over, is oppressive and somehow dirty. Here we are now in Black History Month, and we have a type of revenge racism that Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. would be saddened to see. Gone are the voices of unity. Gone are the dialogues to diminish racial differences, all replaced with divisive words. Over the weekend, a gifted doctor in California was killed riding his bike when a car slammed into him, and then he was stabbed multiple times. A witness allegedly said the attacker was sputtering anti-white racial slurs and something about white privilege. The media and those in power are not being responsible when they promote an anti-white narrative that can cause someone to lose their life, and they need to be held accountable. Just a thought. I'm Jeff Davis.